Willie was living in the college as in a daze. The learning he was being given was like the food he was eating, without savour. The two were inseparable in his mind.
Novelist V.S. Naipaul.
And just as he ate without pleasure, so with a kind of blindness, he did what the lecturers and tutors asked of him, read the books and articles and did the essays. He was unanchored, with no idea of what lay ahead. At the college, he had to relearn everything that he knew. He had to learn how to eat in public. He had to learn how to greet people and how, having greeted them, not to greet them all over again in a public place 10 or 15 minutes later. Gradually, learning the quaint rules of his college, with the churchy Victorian buildings pretending to be older than they were, Willie began to see in a new way the rules he'd left behind at home. He began to see, and it was upsetting at first, that the old rules were themselves a kind of make-believe, self-imposed. And one day, towards the end of his second term, he saw with great clarity that the old rules no longer bound him.
That's V.S. Naipaul reading from his novel Half a Life. Naipaul won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2001. A Trinidadian British citizen, he's known for his novels focusing on the legacy of the British Empire's colonialism. Among them, the modern classic called A Bend in the River. Steve Paulson talks with him.
You have often been described as a post-colonial writer because many of your books deal with what happens to a country once the imperial power has packed up and gone, once the empire has collapsed.
Yes, yes.
Do you see yourself as a post-colonial writer?
Well, what I think I do, I would say I wrote about what happened after the dissolution of empires. So, probably it means the same thing, but post-colonial has a kind of academic, jargony ring which I resist. Probably it's not right of me to do so, but there we are. It's done.
Does it bother you at all that your critics often consider you too harsh when you write about third world countries?
I think they're talking nonsense and rubbish. I pay no attention to them. Because they seldom can tell me where I went wrong. If you're writing about emerging societies, you have to write about people who are losing their way, often losing their way. You have to. And the thing is that the heroes of these societies change with years. I would have looked an awful fool if in 1960 I had taken various colonial leaders as ideals. It would have been, my work would have been not read. We wouldn't be talking about it now.
Because I think the argument on the other side is that you don't come down hard enough on the old colonial powers, and I suppose
foolish thing to say. It's a foolish thing to say, because the world knows about empires, and there's a whole body of thing about imperialism, and I don't wish to join the chorus.
You've also traveled throughout the Islamic world, and you've written about Islamic fundamentalists. Were you completely surprised by what happened on September 11th?
I was astonished. And I cannot enter the mind of those people. I cannot enter the nihilistic attitude to the world of those people. Of course, I know that the nihilism exists. I can see that this fundamentalism lead to that nihilistic attitude, this hatred of humanity, this hatred of the world. And the terrible thing is that the people who wish to destroy the world have nothing to put in its place. This is what I mean by nihilism.
So you would say the fundamentalism in Islam is fundamentally different than the kind of fundamentalism we might see among Jews or Christians, that there's a more strident tone to Islamic fundamentalists.
I have to be careful because I don't know. I haven't studied the Jews. I haven't studied Judaism. And Christian fundamentalism here is such a special growth. And so, as it were, unrelated to the history of Christianity. Christianity in its beginnings, extraordinary, mysterious faith, very hard to fathom. So the fundamentalism, as people call it, of Christians here, where they exist, is quite different from the call in an Islamic country for people to revert to the origins, to go back to the beginning. No one here can make that call because no one here truly understands or appreciates early Christianity. There is a difference. Fundamentalism here, I suppose, just means following the Bible literally and doing certain things. But the other thing to remember about that, it is set within a set of laws, a constitution, places of learning. It has all kinds of institutions around it, whereas Islamic fundamentalism wouldn't have these institutions. And when they try to set them up, it depends on the will or the fancy of the ruler, and it leads to tyrannies like the Taliban.
V.S. Naipaul won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2001. His most noted work is the novel A Bend in the River. Steve Paulson spoke with him.